In the morning hookup. Happy Tuesday. Happy Valentine's Day. Boyz II Men. That's good stuff. Sing it, Will.
No, I'm going to let you sing this. You were nailing it a few seconds ago. That's the most I've ever heard you sing. I want to ask your wife if she thinks you're a good singer. I want to know what her answer
would be.
She's
going to say everything. She's so nice, she'll tell you lies and say I'm really good because I'm terrible. But I don't care.
It's a yes for me.
I don't
me.
Care what people think. I am who I am. More songs like that coming up. Hey, if you missed it, by the way, as we were updating you, everyone, as we started, is that we have a little migration going on. The end of an era, I guess you want to call it. The ESPN will no longer exist. The morning hookup will be migrating over to KFOR.
It's happening.
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. You'll get us for 1 hour. It also means, as well, ESPN gone. It'll be some type of music station starting tomorrow. And you'll have also Chris Schmidt. They'll be on KFOR as well. Good news is for the FM listeners is that 101.5 stays. AM listeners, you'll have to change the dial for us. And Schmitty, 1240 AM. Okay?
End of an era. ESPN Lincoln.
It happens tomorrow.
Going bye-bye.
And again, like Will and I said earlier, we're working on, we got some ideas on how to bring 2 hours.
Yep. Yep.
So we're going to like work through it a little bit.
A 1 hour show is just, it's so boring. Yeah, you know, we're gonna have fun, but I just 2 hours is where
it's
at.
Gonna be electric.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It'll be electric. We'll have fun. We'll still take calls. We'll just have to fly through it and stay prompt.
And I think we're gonna have a lot of fun.
And you're gonna
hold on.
And you're gonna see it.
Yep. 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 Justin's on fire today, by the way. The last one at Hooksy Flaky Butter. How about that? We'll come up with something. At Captain Hooks sounds kind of fun so far.
Captain Hooks is good. Flaky Butter is good. I do like good. That one. Yeah, I don't know. That's totally up to you.
Yeah,
that's been your Twitter name for a long time. Well,
Since I started.
That's gotten you a lot of clout over the past few years.
Yeah, yeah. Just since I started, it's just kind of ingrained, you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little NFL. Let's look back. Let's look back. Have a little fun here. Look back on some of your favorite moments of the NFL season.
After reflecting on the Super Bowl a little bit, do any of your thoughts change? Any of your opinions on the Super Bowl change since yesterday?
Like from the game perspective, or
No.
It's interesting because like until you asked me that, I turned the page on it.
Well, I'm seeing more and more people like not like the national anthem and
what?
Like
he slayed it. I thought all
it was
the
really good.
Every musician there slayed it. I thought this year.
Yeah, Rihanna was awesome.
It's just maybe it's not your cup of tea. I get it.
That's what it is, but...
But again, that's what happens. Well, you know that. Everything starts getting ranked now. I bet you if you looked up top Super Bowl halftime shows, watch. It's all updated now.
It is.
Top national anthems, updated.
Yeah.
Top commercials, updated. People's opinions.
I just, you know, if you have a problem with how that national anthem was sang, I don't want to have a beer with you.
No. regardless if you're like, oh, you're like, again, I think that you have to also respect every genre of music, right?
I mean, yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah,
but
you do. You should. These are artists. Work hard. It's like your job. Whatever you do in life or wherever you work, you should be respected for that. You're working. That you're actually getting out there, bettering, making money. Right? Respect it. You don't have to like it, but respect it.
Yeah. Good point. Right? Good point.
They're working too.
Exactly.
They're putting themselves out there.
Dressing up in certain things.
Yeah. Rihanna making a comeback. I don't care.
She was pregnant.
You might not like what you see or what, but you respect it. That's the problem with us these days.
Yeah,
not a lot of respect in this world.
I love that.
Regardless if you like, you don't have to like everything. I always tell my kids that too about people at school or other teams they play. You don't have to like them. I'm not saying go hang out and just, hey, let's have a sleepover every weekend. But you respect that. You respect life. You respect the game. You respect whatever people are doing. People don't like us on the radio. But yeah. Respect it. You're not doing it. You want to do it? Come sit here.
Yeah. I'll take my job.
Okay?
I love it.
It's like Nebraska. It ain't for everyone.
Well said. Well said.
Whew.
Well, going back to the original.
We were talking about moments. Best
topic
moments.
Of this.
That might be one of my best ever. Last night, last day on ESPN.
You are on one today.
Well, let's go. Moments in the NFL.
Your favorite moments from the NFL season. Now, hold on, though. Favorite is
just favorite, memorable.
Okay, some of these I have here are not like. It's not something I like.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
I wish it. Some of these I wish never happened. I'm not. For instance, okay.
All right, give them to me.
Not my first one, but what I'm trying to get at here. Do you remember when the Cardinals position coach got fired for.
What?
Remember when he got fired for groping that woman in Mexico City?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, I have that on the list, but that doesn't mean like I'm happy with it.
No,
right?
But it's like it's something that stuck out.
But it's something I remember.
It's a memory that stuck out, right? That what you're telling me?
Yes, the fact that it happened in Mexico City was what kind of made it.
It made it what it was at that point.
Exactly.
I get it.
So again.
How about this?
All right.
I mean, just looking back, I mean, there's moments in time in life and you're like, man, how does that all happen? How does that all work? How about you go back and let's think about it. You had the Hamlin injury.
Yes.
A lot of the country got together, blah, blah. How about when the Bills returned the opening kickoff?
Oh, that was amazing.
Holy Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what kind of fan you are.
Straight out of a movie.
I got goosebumps again.
Yeah.
Don't give me it's scripted crap. Nope. That is a moment that is like, wow.
It's.
And the numbers that line up of it's been 3 years since they returned one and all. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that whole 3-4 weeks, you know, was just an insane thing that none of us has ever really seen.
No.
And, yeah.
You're sitting there watching it like, all right, man, they're all gathered together. A lot of people are like, how are the Bills going to come together and play this game? Because, you know, they got canceled and all that. And all of a sudden, Hines takes it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what did I just see?
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, just to kind of go on that whole situation, how about the clowns out there that thought he was actually dead?
Come on. They're still trying to do it. I saw the other day about this. Well, one day he had a tattoo on his hand. The other day he didn't have a tattoo on his hand. Get out of here.
I think it's turning into a joke where people are just doing it to troll people. Because if you actually believe that, you're crazy.
You have a boring life.
How about the Jets? Remember the Jets position coach who got fired because he was gambling?
Yeah. I forgot about that.
He wasn't gambling on the NFL, but he was playing like table games on his phone, which apparently you can't do. That was always interesting. What else you got?
I love the way you're going with yours because I went more to the games. This has got to be on your list. Like, just thinking about records that get set, how about when your Vikings pulled off the largest comeback in NFL history?
That was amazing, wasn't it? But
from a Viking perspective?
I know, but you know, 33-0? You know what's funny, though?
Like,
because considering how the season ended, it almost seems useless.
Yeah, but still.
I know
it's
you're.
A moment you're like, something you have never seen.
I know. Your name is next to a record, which is cool, but it turned out to do absolutely nothing for us because we still lost first round to the Giants. Moving on, how about the Jags making the playoffs 1 year after firing Urban Meyer? Like, what a better way to show how bad of a coach Urban Meyer was than the Jags making the playoffs the year after they fire him.
Yeah.
Like, how great was that? And not to mention how they won that playoff game, coming back and beating the Chargers. That was awesome. That was game of the year. One of the games of the year. That was a lot of fun.
Awesome. I can go back because I have so many of these. Because you know me. When I watch Monday Night Football, what do I watch? The Manning cast.
Yeah.
I still picture... I can't remember what game it was, but it was the Broncos. I forget who they were playing. But I just, not Eli, Peyton Manning, I don't know how many times he was on there trying to get the Broncos to call a timeout.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 100 times. Like, that's laughable.
Yeah.
That's like him just going.
Yeah.
And he can't believe himself.
That's one of the best things that's happened to the NFL.
The Manning cast,
those two guys.
Monday night has been amazing.
Yeah. It really
has. Or Eli in the same sense with the Broncos when he had the statement that said they should have paid that punter $235 million instead of Russell Wilson.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. Amazing.
One of mine is, this was kind of earlier in the year, and what we saw was Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was walking into the tunnel. The game was over. He's walking in his tunnel. Someone's recording this. And remember, a ref walks up to him. A referee from the game walks up to Mike Evans. And you could see him. You could see him hand him a piece of paper, right? And then Mike Evans signed. Like, it looks like he signs it.
And remember, everybody thought that was a big deal.
Well, because it's against the rules.
Against the rules.
Where I don't think a ref can ask players for that. And so for a few days, we were all wondering what the hell was happening. Well, apparently, then it came out that they were sharing golf course information. Like, it happened to do with, like, some guy Mike Evans got golf lessons from. The referee wanted to know who that was. That was just the small stories like that is what makes the NFL season great. It gets Twitter talking. I just love it. It's awesome.
I love it. Man, I just go back to Manning Cast. I don't know how many there. Like, I don't know. Was it Manning Cast? Or, I can't remember if they're in the season, but remember Marshawn Lynch. Was he back? Oh, yes. This wasn't a football, but it was a former NFL player, Marshawn Lynch.
Was that?
Right? Don't you remember? He was back home. This is not an NFL moment, but I'm just related to the NFL. Anytime Marshawn gets behind a mic, you got to watch out.
Yeah.
He was back home watching, not back home, but he's back at his alma mater at Cal. And they interviewed him at the game. And I don't want to say he dropped like 2 F-bombs and da-da-da on the tail. Like that is like...
It's Marshawn.
Yeah, I'm like, that's amazing.
It's Marshawn, right?
That's the same thing when you go back. It was probably a couple years ago when Eli dropped the double bird on the Manning cast.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that. That was great.
Yes.
They're the best thing that happened to the NFL. They're awesome. Another memory I have. Remember when the Lions beat the Packers at the end of the season?
Yes.
The Lions, they weren't going to make the playoffs no matter what happened. Instead, they just still beat the Packers and stopped the Packers from making the playoffs.
I think the best part about that was the Jamal Williams interview after the game.
Yes.
How he went from, setting a record for the Lions, a touchdown rushing record season, I think, beating Barry Sanders in a year. The fact that he was with his grandpa, man, he did it for his grandpa. And then how he, like, it's like, you ever those figurines where the face is turned? Like, Jamal Williams, like, was, like, sentimental, and then it's like, boom.
I'm grateful to be able to play this game for my great-grandfather, and I'm glad that he's looking down on me. I know I'm making him proud.
You said this ball's for him?
Yeah, this is for him.
Look, man, he said.
Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I got to say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug.
Dog!
I love it.
Or the other one, I believe, I forget what Packer DB that intercepted the ball. There's an interview with him post-game, and he described the interception. We'd have to find that one.
Oh,
that
yeah, I don't
really
have that
good
one.
Too.
What about when the Packer... A player pushed the trainer.
That cost him.
That was insane.
15 yards, boom, done.
Ejection. What a loser, by Ejection. The way.
Ejection.
I'm going to be curious to see if we see him again.
Ejection.
What about us finding out how big of a jerk Dan Snyder is?
I don't know if we found out, but it was validated by a billion.
A lot.
By a billion.
He's going to sell. That team will be sold this summer.
By a billion.
And then the last memory I have is Franco Harris passing away. The anniversary of the catch,
yep,
right?
Yep.
It was
the immaculate reception.
Steelers, Raiders. Mm. Steelers ended up winning the game. What a fun weekend that was, yeah, for Franco.
So many great memories in the NFL, and that you can look back on, whether it be games or just the characters of the NFL. You know? A good season. It's a really great season for the NFL.
It was a good season.
It was.
Yeah.
Champions have been crowned, and now you sit back. They get to go off in the sunset for a little bit.
Tom Brady.
Take a break. Tom Brady out.
Retiring.
Taking a full year off, by the way.
Right.
Then he'll be back.
Yeah. And he's kicking Greg Olsen out of the...
Or will he be back?
Shut up.
Or will he?
Shut up.
Your body starts to feel good. Keep working out. Don't know.
He ain't coming back.
We'll take another break in a minute. Justin chimes in. At Hooksy in the 402.
I mean, that sounds like you're tweeting into the Jim Rome show.
Or at Hooks line and sinker.
Okay, that one's pretty good. I do like the fish angle.
He's rocking it.
I like the fish angle.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, all right, let's take another break. We'll wrap up a fast-moving first hour.